you English in a fun, practical, informative way. Do you have what it takes? Alberto Alonso in the show with no name. No name. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome one, welcome all to the show with no name. And you're here with your DJ for today, your host with the most, your giddy Spanish name, Alberto Alonso. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Nacho, tell them what it's called. Yeah!
It's a show with no name.
Yeah, that's right, show with no name 2.0. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the lovely... Ángel, tío, ya estamos con la baba ahí. He's drooling already. Es que
well,
3 segundos, tío.
What can I do?
3 segundos duraste ahí.
She sounds beautiful.
She is beautiful.
And wonderful.
Wow, Ángel is drooling, I'm telling you. You're like a little baby drooling over there.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I recognize it.
Well, what can I do? I admit it. I recognize it. Guilty. Yes. Como se dice en inglés.
Yes.
Guilty as charged.
Yes.
Guilty as charged. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was May Green. What a great voice. Well, I've got good news for you, Ángel. May Green is going to be singing on Saturday here in Madrid.
Yes.
Yes, she is. Oh, May Green. I'm telling you right now, it's true. I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. No me lo estoy inventando. She will be in concert on Saturday. And guess what? I'm going.
Yeah.
You know why I'm going? Because I'm going to rap with her.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm working on something big with some awesome people.
Wow.
And you're going to see that real soon. In fact, if you come on Saturday, you'll get a little taste of what we're talking about. And we're going to call May Green. De hecho, si la queréis seguir en Twitter, May Green Music. You can follow her on Twitter and get all the information, but I'm telling you right now, mira, Ángel, tío, he's obsessed.
No
es
simply...
amor lo que tú sientes, se llama obsesión. Son las 6 de la mañana, yo no he dormido. Ángel, I can't believe it, you're obsessed, but hey,
no.
I understand it.
Yeah, I simply say that this is a beautiful singer.
Do you know why? Because simply irresistible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about here. Well, that's May Green. She's going to call us. We're going to call her. We're going to call her. Porque yo tengo llamadas a boda. Bueno, toda la historia. I'm going to call her.
Tienes tarifa plana, tarifa plana.
Sponsored by Vodafone. No. We're going to be calling her and tell you about that concert on Saturday night here in Madrid. More good news. Friday night, another concert. DJ Spanglish will be there. I'm going to be there. And it's our good, good friend, Augusto, who will be on the show tomorrow. He was the bassist. He played the bass, not the bass. No tocaba la lubina. Bueno, quizás cuando lo comía. Quizás sí, pero en el grupo, no. He played the bass, que se escribe igual. So the bass and the bass. He played the bass. He's the bass player. He was, perdona, the bass player of the group Hamlet. And then he went and did his own side project. And I'm telling you guys, it's awesome. And you know I don't like Spanish music. I'm a little pijillo with the, oh yeah, nena, all that crap. You know.
Qué bien lo hace.
Oh yeah, te quiero, mi corazón. It's like, come on, no. It's not real. We know it. Well, this guy sings from his heart, and we're going to hear it tomorrow. He's coming to the show tomorrow, Augusto, and the concert is Friday night, and stay tuned. We're going to give you all the information for that. So Friday night concert, Saturday night concert. Now, Friday, another piece of good news. Thursday, we interview Piel y Hueso, and on Friday, we'll have Lola, the lovely Lola, and she's going to stump you guys with You Snooze, You Lose. Ines will be joining us as well. And wait for it, Álvaro Velasco, a wonderful comedian out in Móstoles, excellent with Paramount, Paramount Comedy Club. And he's like, Alberto, this is my first experience like this in English. So it's going to be a big day for him because, well, he's never, you know, been on the radio, you know, and we're going to have a great time. So you're going to help us welcome him to the show, too. And he's got a show coming up next Tuesday. So tons of things. I'm your social planner. I'm not just your English teacher.
We don't have to worry about.
Give me your agenda. Give me your planner, and I'll fill it. Trust me. Mine is full. I'm just te paso un par de cositas de las mías. All right. So that's all coming up. So I don't. Maybe that's why I'm so excited, because there are so many great things to come here on the show with No Name. And I'm excited, too, because I'm here with my favorite DJ in the whole wide world, and his name is...
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right, Nacho Macho Man. ¿Qué tal, Nacho? ¿Cómo estamos? No te, te oigo como el otro micro, ¿eh? Mira, 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 sí. Uy, hay un nuevo técnico. There's a new technician in the house. Y mira los
pájaros.
Y este pájaro no es de los nuestros, ¿no? Este es uno de los technology. Este es José. Ok, let me tell you, te voy a contar la historia de José. José, mira, me odia, pero me quiere. Primero, guarda las galletas. Hide your cookies, because this guy will eat them all. Primero. Second. Okay, he, you know, he speaks a little English, you know, pero más de cachondeo como yo, the milk. Esto. Pues, well, he's quizás, possibly more obsessed than I am with the literal translations. Estoy ahí trabajando tranquilo, estoy con los cascos y noto un... ahí en el hombro, on my shoulder, a little tap on my shoulder, and he's like, tío, you're putting me black, me estás poniendo negro. You see what I mean? So I'm telling you, o miento. Okay, so every... te hemos pillado. Now, Nacho, now, let me tell you, Nacho, te digo algo ahora. See, if you guys came to take classes with Vaughan and Nacho was your teacher, you should be very happy. Yeah, no, es que Nacho sabe más inglés. Bueno, conoces todos los acentos. Gym
todas
trainer.
Las chorradas.
Todas las chorradas. Pero, ¿qué queremos saber aquí? Chorradas. ¿No? ¿Quién no quiere saber chorradas? Que suba la mano, que ponga la mano en el aire. Nobody. Oh, no, tú eres el primero que quiere saber chorradas, José. A mí no me... Espera, ¿cómo? Te quería dar un literal translation. Don't touch my eggs. Don't touch my eggs, buddy. Que en inglés literalmente no me toques los huevos como de gallina. De, you know, no tiene... So don't touch my eggs, man. There we go. Estos son los y eso, Nacho es un pájaro. José es otro pájaro que trabaja arriba, pero siempre le vemos aquí abajo. Un día te van a echar por eso. Dices, sí, sí, es verdad. Y hay otro pájaro por ahí que, bueno, ¿cómo se llama?
DJ Spanglish.
DJ Spanglish in the house. Pues nada, aquí estamos de fiesta. Bueno, yo estoy currando, pero estamos de fiesta. We're having a good time. We're going to learn. We're going to laugh. We're going to sing. We're going to do so many things today. So, and all in under 2 hours. So, I don't know about you guys. Are you guys excited?
Oh, yes.
Are you excited? All right. Well, I'm going to introduce my guests, and then we're going to give May Green a call and see and get all the information about Saturday's gig. Gig es bolo, ¿no? All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to start ladies first. Now, she hasn't been on the show since... Last time you were on the show was last year.
Oh, yes.
Sí, pero that's no true. Fue tanto tiempo, but it was last year. It was 2012.
It was
last
year.
Yes. Man, wow. ¿Cuánto tiempo? Long time no see. Well, it's always a pleasure to have her here on the show with us. And today, you guys have sent in some dreams, and she's going to interpret them. Now, as I said, if you notice... I've never told you any dreams because I'm scared to have my dreams interpreted.
I don't know why you're so scared about my skills.
No, I'm not scared of your skills. I'm scared of the inside of my mind. It's a crazy place.
No, but I think dreams are marvelous. They can tell you a lot of things.
Yeah, but you're going to see
good
just how crazy
too.
I am and how sick. Estoy enfermo. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
La expresión que miramos el otro día. I think then you'll blow my cover. Dice, este está fatal.
To blow
my cover. Que la gente to blow your cover lo hemos mirado el otro día, es como dejar soplar como mi identidad de verdad.
Amigo,
no, piensa como un spy,
lo
una espía,
sé,
como si fueras un libro, quitarte la portada, ¿no? Blow my cover, me has dejado al descubierto.
Me has dejado al descubierto.
Ese es lo que pasa con los sueños, que te dejan un poco al descubierto.
I don't quiero. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Betty.
Thank you, Alberto.
All right, Betty, welcome back to the show. How are you?
very well, thank you.
All right, all right. Well, we
happy
love
to
having
be
you
here.
Well, we love having you here. You took the words out of my mouth. It's always a pleasure to have your positivity here with us. And you don't only have positivity in your own life, but you help spread it to other people.
Of course.
Through Auto Evolución. Tell us about Auto Evolución.
Auto Evolución is a working method, a self working method.
Okay.
That helps you to reprogram your life, your mind, your patterns, your sure. inner patterns, and helps you, you know, you improve your self-esteem and to face life in a positive way and, you know, a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. I mean, if we can understand ourselves, we can understand our motivations, our passions, our fears, mm-hmm. everything.
It's like a self-coaching method.
Self-coaching, sure,
you know?
Sure.
If you know who you are and what you're good in.
Good at,
mm-hmm. that's it.
Yeah.
Well, you can develop a lot of things that normal people, they don't test themselves.
They don't unlock this potential. Yeah, because all potential. Of us have potential.
Mm-hmm.
You could be the next president, Ángel. Bueno, no, es que con esa baba te van, vas a ser peor que Clinton.
Of course not.
Vas a ser peor que Sarkozy y el otro.
I will say the same that Camilo José Cela, who said, a gay, as important as I am, will be...
A gay or a guy?
A guy.
Okay, because a gay is un marica.
a guy as important as I am.
A ver lo que me estás contando.
Perdona. Should be named president. And I don't like to be like this.
All right.
Anybody will come.
Well, I'll tell you, Ángel, you would have my vote. I would vote for you for president.
Pero Ángel, ¿quiere usted quitarme el puesto?
I don't want.
Pero esto qué es? Esto es un golpe de estado.
No, ¡ostras, no. qué bien lo haces!
Esto no puede ser, Ángel.
No, en absoluto. Yo no quiero
I'm
ser
sorry,
presidente.
Mr. Rajoy, but I'm going to have to vote for Ángel. I like the way, I think he speaks better. I think he's got better diction.
Sí, ya me gustaría a mí verle a usted, Alberto, en mi puesto en la Moncloa.
Pues sabes, este país vivía mucho
haces?
Mejor, te lo
qué
digo ahora mejor. Mismo.
Y mucho mejor, pero ¿qué sabe usted de política, Alberto?
I know, the free... Dale cerveza a todo el mundo
usted
y ya verás
cómo... sabrá
como...
de enseñar inglés, pero ¿qué sabe usted de política?
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know what? I don't want that responsibility. Quédatelo.
Oh, my God.
That's your responsibility.
Alberto, una pregunta. ¿Usted cree que yo podría aprender inglés en 3 años?
No, ni 3 años ni 30 años, señor Rajoy. Lo siento. Hay ciertas cosas que no se pueden enseñar.
Se lo digo porque si en estos 3 años me podría pagar el pueblo las clases, pero es que ya no estoy tan seguro de que me reelijan.
Ladies and gentlemen, you didn't know it, the special guest today, Mariano Rajoy, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, buenos días. Mi inglés no es muy allá, pero estoy aquí para darlo todo.
Ay, por Dios, pues sí que me da morir.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, well, I'm going to introduce him right now. It's a perfect way to introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, he imitates Rajoy. Lovely, awesome stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Roberto.
Thank you, man.
How are you, man?
Fine. Delighted to be here.
Now, let me ask you this. You do imitation. Have you been doing imitation since you were a little kid, or is it something that you've done recently, or...?
No, since I was a little kid.
Normalmente es algo que haces, ¿no?
Yeah.
Porque te preguntaba. And who else do you imitate? Do you have some other imitations for us, too? Can you imitate DJ Spanglish?
No.
Todavía no.
Well, when he does this, how do you say it in English, these cuñas? Very funny.
Okay, the ads, the commercials.
The commercials.
Yeah.
Are you God? No, soy Andrés. Te estoy hablando desde el patio. Sintoniza Radio Vaughan. No te vendas al diablo.
Oh, man. Okay.
Creo que aquí no se va a llevar ni un Total Inated. ¿No?
Que no le ha gustado.
No le ha gustado.
No, sí.
A ver.
Sí.
Roberto, the question of questions. Can you imitate me? Me escuchas bastante, no tienes excusa. Así que yo quiero una imitación de mí.
Okay.
A ver.
In a world where you need English to survive, one man has only 2 hours to teach you English in a fun, practical, informative way. Do you have what it takes?
Alberto Lanzo.
In the soul with no name.
All right, nice man. Good job. All right, well, Roberto, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, we've got a great show today. I mean, look at this. We've got the birds in the house. Roberto's here. I love imitating people, too. Now, let me ask you. I'm sure you imitate your parents, right? Do you imitate your parents?
Well.
Because usually those are the first voices you hear. So for me, those were the first people I imitated because, of course, you grow up hearing their voices, so you imitate them, and then you're like, oh, wait, my pastor de la iglesia, he talks in a funny, strange way. Oh, y ya te das cuenta que puedes imitar. Before you know it, you want to imitate everybody.
Yeah.
Es como una adicción un poco eso de imitar, ¿no?
Mm. Oh, right. I used to imitate to this man who is Pocholo.
When he Pocholo, say, okay.
Esta noche vamos de fiesta.
Oye, eres buenísimo, tío. Nice. ¿Tú te dedicas a esto o solo?
No.
In English. Ah, in English. Well, it's okay, but así practicamos el inglés.
In English, yes, because the listeners want to listen to English.
Of course, of course. just surprised me very much.
Great stuff, man. Great stuff, Roberto.
Thank
All right,
you.
Well, welcome back to the show. And,
thank you very much.
And we're going to introduce one more guest, and then we're going to call May Green. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this guy comes to the show. We're going to take a look at his... es que no hemos hecho tu sección en mucho tiempo, así que lo vamos a hacer hoy. Te tengo un poco neglected. Yeah. Dejado ahí, pero don't worry, Ángel. We're going to take a look at one of my favorite sections, emails that were written by Ángel.
Thank you, Alberto.
How are you, man?
I'm glad to be here.
You're glad to be. Well, are you excited? We're going to call May Green now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Dale un pañuelo. Give him a handkerchief over there, please.
I'm a fan of her.
Tío, give.
She sings.
A fan of hers. A fan of hers. Yeah, yeah.
She sings beautiful.
She sings. She sings.
I must. Admit it.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you going to go to the concert on Saturday?
I don't know. Perhaps not.
That's the wrong answer.
Yes.
I
know.
DJ Spang is
telling
me. No es la respuesta que buscábamos.
I want to be.
So let me ask you again. Are you going to go to the concert on Saturday?
If I can, yes.
Eso es. Let me ask Betty the same question. Betty, are you going to the concert on Saturday?
Right.
Are you coming to the concert on Saturday?
I don't know.
That's the wrong answer.
No, I don't know because
we're gonna give you one more chance. Betty, are you coming to the concert on Saturday?
Okay, Alberta, we'll
That's
go with you.
Correct answer.
Correct
Roberto,
answer.
We're gonna ask Roberto, our final contestant. Roberto, are you going to the concert on Saturday?
Of course, I'm going to the concert.
There you go. Roberto's got the right idea. All right, well, with that said, let's give May Green a call. Vamos a pegarle un toque. Ok, vamos a ver. Ahora, primero, una cosa. Tenéis que poner vuestro teléfono en inglés. Un consejo. Put your telephone... Claro, a lo mejor te pierdes al principio. Yeah. Pero llamadas perdidas, ¿cómo se dice? Deberías saberlo. Missed calls.
Missed calls.
Si tienes tu... No lo pongas en chino porque luego nunca puedes volver a ponerlo. Te quedas ahí. Ahí te quedas. Yo recomiendo la tele. Todo. Ahora estamos en vivimos en una edad... Right, we're in an age where you have the choice. Antena 3, todo. Tienen las películas en inglés.
Mm-hmm.
So take advantage. Aprovecha. Y pon el móvil en inglés. Todo. El ordenador. And this way you're going to learn all that. José, estás aquí otra vez. ¿Pero tú trabajas o qué pasa, tío? ¿Pero esto qué es, tío?
Le tenemos aquí arreglándonos cosas, hombre.
Sí, arreglándonos cosas. Ay, Dios. Ok, vamos a llamar a May Green ahora. Vamos a ponerlo aquí en speaker. Échame una mano aquí, Spanglish, para que se oiga un poquito. Esto es el super presupuesto here.
Good morning, friend.
Hello, May Green. How are you?
Very good.
All right. ¿Qué tal? Como estábamos contando un poco el concierto de este sábado, pero como yo no tengo los detalles... Bueno, mejor que les cuentas tú los detalles del concierto. Aquí tienes tu fan número uno que se llama Ángel. Ángel, mándale un saludito ahí.
Yes,
si
May Green, I'm a fan of you and I want to see. I want to see you and hear you.
All right, well, May Green, cuéntanos la info, que la hora, el sitio, todo esto del concierto.
El sábado.
Sábado, okay.
Va a ser aquí en Madrid.
Saturday in Madrid, okay.
En Madrid. Alberto Alcocer es la calle.
Alberto Alcocer, okay.
People know,
okay. And where is it on Alberto Alcocer?
What?
El número, the number.
Ah, 43.
¿Cómo se dice eso en inglés?
43.
Good. Dale un totally native ahí a May Green.
Oh.
Wow, look at that. ¿Y a qué hora tenemos que estar ahí? What time do you want us there?
Bueno, prontito, más o menos a media.
¿A las 6 de la mañana?
Sí, temprano.
A las 6 de la mañana para mí es prontito. ¿A qué hora más o menos? Perdona.
Bueno, quedaremos para cenar, ¿no? Y luego nos vamos a la actuación hacia las 12:30, más o menos.
12:30 por ahí. Ok, 12:30, sí. Alberto Alcocer, número...
Número 43.
Very good. All right. Well, May Green, we look forward to seeing you. Tenemos mucha ilusión para verte. And, y nada, pues te vemos pronto, ¿no? El sábado.
Sí. Yes, see you soon.
Okay, have a nice day. Un besito.
Have a nice day.
Chao, chao.
Spanglish, you should come.
Viene Spanglish, no te preocupes, que viene.
Ah, muy bien, muy bien.
Okay, chao, besitos. Un besito.
Alberto, bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there it is, May Green. We gave her a call. Esto es como se hace, ¿eh? En los días cuando no había líneas telefónicas. Bueno, sí, necesitas una línea telefónica para hacer una conexión telefónica, ¿no? ¿Tiene sentido? Bueno, no me hagas caso. Don't even listen to me. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Bueno, cuando hablamos de inglés, sí, pero lo demás, no me hagas caso. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have got an awesome show. As I said, we're going to look at customer service, but maybe a little too much customer service. Yeah, there's a fine line. En todo en la vida, there's a fine line. We're going to take a look at a very long customer service call. When I say long, you're going to flip out. We look at a calendar that was delivered many, many, many years too late. Now, si fuera una escultura o algo, no pasa nada. But a calendar, you have to get it the year, you know. O no ser que lo cuadres con otro año que sea exactamente igual 60 años después. But the idea is really you need a calendar the year you ordered. Well, not this one. This one didn't come. What else? Yeah, tons more. Today in history, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah, we're going to look at Daniel Pearl. Daniel Pearl, reporter. Reporter who gave his life working in the field. He was killed, beheaded. Le cortaron la cabeza. Wow. An American reporter, yeah. We're going to look at his amazing story, the story of his courage, su coraje. Oh, man, tons of stuff. Movies. Yeah, tons of stuff, man. We're going to have a great time. Are you guys excited?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, me too. Cool. All right, well, you know how this works. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. Show with No Name 2.0. If I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around! All right, beat around the bush. Well, you know what? Speaking of beating around the bush, sometimes we beat around the bush in life because we don't even understand what we want. We don't know what the hell's going on in our own minds, in our own heads. Well, if we can understand ourselves a little better, which is what Beatriz helps people do with autoevolución, kind of understand.
Go to autoevolución and learn a little bit about yourself.
Learn about yourself. En vez de aprender las ballenas y los esto, learn about yourself first. And, well, one of the ways to know ourselves deeper is to know about our subconscious and, well, what we're thinking when we don't even know what we're thinking. And going a little bit deeper in, and we're talking about our dreams today. So have we got some people have sent you some dreams over here, right?
I have one here.
Okay, we've got a dream over here. Tell us what the person dreamt about.
Okay, you see, I dreamt about, I was going up a hill, okay, which was totally unknown to me. And as I climbed, the way became narrower.
Okay.
And steeper with cliffs.
Vamos, que sí. It was progressively getting harder.
Yes, getting harder. Okay. At the beginning, I felt frightened. Mm-hmm. But little by little, I managed to focus on the climbing.
Climbing.
And I continued advancing without looking downwards.
Okay.
Mm? Well.
So going right into the danger like that without even looking back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, here you can see in that dream the difference between a person that goes all the time in the same roads in the what we call the comfort zone.
Sure.
And they do the things all the time in the same way,
right?
And the person that decides to do something different,
right? To switch it up, como decimos, yes, hacer un cambio,
mm-hmm, and try to do things that maybe are harder, but they leave that girl has left the comfort zone and
right, she stepped onto another island por decir, no?
Into the what we call the learning zone.
Okay.
You know? Right. When you put yourself in a test.
When you put yourself to the test.
To the test. Mm-hmm. And you try to do things in a different way. You learn all the time. New things.
Right.
And that's
right.
The way that you make an evolution.
Sure, always. Okay. Auto evolution.
That's it. Okay, very well, Alberto.
Yo lo meto ahí donde puedo.
Well, that's it. And that's what's happening with that girl.
Right.
She's trying to leave the comfort zone.
Right. Which is a hard thing to do. Change is never easy.
Uh-huh. And make some changes in her life. And she can see, we can see in this dream that, she has a little bit of fears.
Right.
You know, that cliffs.
Right, right.
But not, she's
and
managing.
And it looks like it's getting, and the road isn't getting easier. Mm-hmm. It's getting more difficult.
Yeah, but she forced herself to...
To push onward.
To push seguir onward. Adelante. And seguir adelante y no mirar atrás.
Yeah.
Y decir, voy a por esto because I want it.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be a better person. No?
So this is a great dream. This means that things are working.
Yes. And
that
so
the changes are actually, you know, working.
I asked her, and she told me, I asked her about that dream. And I said, okay, what are you doing lately different from, you know, some months ago?
What changes have you
made?
Yes.
And she told me that she realized that all her life was a routine.
Okay.
And she was, you know, fed up of that.
Right, right.
And she's... and
many of us, we get in the habit of doing things and we don't even think anymore.
That's it. So she started to... ¿cómo se dice recuperar? To
depende el contexto.
Recuperar antiguas buenas costumbres.
Yeah, to bring back or to get them back.
To bring back... For example, the guitar
that she
used to play.
Things
guitar
that she had left behind and kind of put down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And even, for example, she told me that in this, this, ¿cómo se llama? Noel, ¿me sale en francés?
No, this song.
No, Navidad, Christmas. This Christmas, she even, you know, dared to make a little performance with the guitar.
Oh, wow.
With
to
some
do
people.
A performance.
Yes, to do a performance.
Okay.
And she was just really, really happy.
So congratulations
and very proud
to this person.
Whoever, yes.
Whoever this person is, good job, man. You're on the way. Vas en buen camino, parece.
Sí, 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 sí.
Well, that's what
and
you
she
have
was
to...
very proud of herself.
And what advice could you give to people who are maybe in her shoes or have been in her shoes where they feel like, okay, this routine is killing me. It's sucking the life out of
that's
me.
It, yeah.
It's taken away my soul. I want to get back to the things that make me passionate. I want to get back to feeling everything again. What advice can you give to people? Because many, many people feel this. It's a very common thing, the routine. We're creatures of habit.
Yeah, but the routine kills you a little bit every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't learn, you know, you only can do...
You can only
go o para adelante o para atrás.
Forward,
say,
or,
forward
backwards.
Or backwards. Okay.
Mm, yeah.
But if we want to go forward, you have to learn a little bit of something every day.
Okay.
That's the key.
Sure.
You have to put yourself on the test.
To the test.
To the test.
Apúntalo.
Segunda vez que lo digo mal.
No, pero
esto es como de creative.
No, pero creative ya lo sabes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Así que to put someone to the test.
To the test.
Poner a prueba. Yo siempre lo digo con el you snooze, you lose. I say, I'm going to put you guys to the test.
To the test.
Right?
Even, for example, if you're a good cook and you know how to do a paella, but every to make a paella. If you want to be a creative person, you have to try to improve everything that you do every day.
Yeah, it's a constant process.
It's
you don't stop. You don't one day say, okay, I'm set. Yes, estoy.
Yes. No.
No, that's the day you start dying.
That's it.
Really. The day you stop growing, stop learning is the day you start dying. I mean, we're all dying, obviously, you know, from the day you're born. But you start dying inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of death.
So use creativity used to help others as well as you help yourself. Mm. Used to make new things or new ways to make the same things.
To do the same thing.
Same things.
Switching it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hacer un cambio is to switch it up.
To switch it up.
Right. Si dices todos los días voy por este camino. Today I'm going to switch it up
cambio,
and I'm going to go.
Exactly.
I'm going to take a different route today.
And
you'll find different. You'll discover new things.
And something very important. If you want, for example. Una buena costumbre, ¿cómo se diría?
A good habit.
A good habit. If you want a good habit to reinforce your personality, you have to, ¿cómo se dice? Hoy estoy un poco...
En español.
Disfrutar.
To enjoy.
To enjoy.
Enjoy Coca-Cola.
Oh, that's it. Enjoy everything or try to enjoy everything that you do.
Sure.
Even the most...
Mundane things.
Yes, mundane and simple things.
Yeah, sure.
Enjoy, even if it is, you know, to vacuum your house.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I dance when I vacuum.
Great.
I'm lying. I don't vacuum. but I do dance. All right. Well, that's awesome stuff. That's great, guys. The key to understanding yourself is, well, going below the surface.
Yes.
Because, you know, with the surface, yeah, you can always find things on the surface. But when you start digging and you go deep inside yourself is when you start finding answers to the questions. Mm-hmm. Because I always tell people, they're like, oh, I don't know the answer. I go, well, it's already inside you. Mm-hmm. I said, you already have the answer. You just have to access it. But you've got, everybody knows the answer to every question that they have. Y si no, Google it. Hay ciertas cosas por ahora que no se encuentran en Google, ¿no?
Yes.
All right. Well, what I want to do then, we're gonna look at one more during the next part of the show. But awesome stuff. Congratulations to the person who sent that as well. I mean, amazing stuff.
That's making progress,
and you can tell through your dreams that you're on the right track. Yeah. Que vas por buen camino. Y eso mola mucho. Now, if you want to find out more information, it's autoevolucion.com, ¿no?
Yes.
Bueno, vamos a ir a publicidad. Good luck to you folks, and we'll be back right now with the final half an hour. We've got a lot of stuff still to cover here on today's Show With No Name 2.0. So if I were you, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere.
Stick around!
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to
The Show With No Name.
It's The Show With No Name.
It's The Show With No Name.
It's The Show With No Name.
Show With No Name. That's right, Show With No Name 2.0. Well, guys, I've got good news. On Twitter, estoy a una persona de 8,300. So the next person will be my 8,300th. Toma ordinal ahí. Followers, so awesome. Let's see who's next. Un saludo a algunos por aquí. Hybrid 84, María Mon, Davidito, Lorenzo, Julián, Pedro Rojo, Nuria Canovas, Gustavo, Herenia, Alfredo González, Blue F 10, Julio Carballido, La Margarete, Emma Matei. La Margarete es un bar que conozco en Menorca. Cool, very cool. Emma, Luisma, This Day in Music, Silvia Ibar, San Nick, Daniel Ampuero, Carmen Sánchez, Mix, Luigi, Javi Alonso, Nilem Blázquez, Juan Luis Diego, Hugo de Fofinch, Keep Calm and Carry On, Israel Wednesday, Paqui, Sergio 3, Sheila, Jaime, Víctor, Lorel, Ana, Pepe, aquí seguimos. Guys, thank you so much because, like I said, we're at 8,299. Can you believe that, guys? So thank you so much again. So, all right, well, guys, guess what? Emilio Sánchez is my follower number 8,000. ¿Qué era, 200 o 300? 8,300. All right, thank you very much.
You already have 300.
And two, yeah. Nuevo, so Emilio Sánchez.
Emilio Sánchez.
Muchas gracias. From Valencia. Pinball Breaker también me siguió. Osvaldo, ¿qué tal? Bienvenidos a la locura. Aquí empieza la aventura. This is where you guys are going to start learning English now. So welcome,
from
welcome,
Amsterdam.
Welcome. Oh,
he's
man.
In Amsterdam.
This is awesome. Now, vamos a ver, echarle un vistazo aquí. We've got, the song, la canción de hoy was Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice. If it was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. There we go. And Maggie Les says, oh, lots of memories are running through my head right now. Oh, yeah, that song brings you back to the day. Juan Marto says, Child's program was very interesting. Great day, and thanks for your help. Totally native. Thank you, Juanan. Roberto. Wait, where's Roberto? Hoy Rajoy en Show With No Name, Bau con Radio TV, con Alberto Alonso. Ja, ja. Muy bien. Hybrid 84 says, I have a very good fun with your program. Sería, I have a lot of fun with your program. Mm-hmm. Hybrid 84. En vez de I've, porque I've ahí es yo he. Si lo contraes es yo he comido, yo he, right? Pero I have had, he tenido. Ahí sí. Pero lo más, acuérdate, lo que queremos es simplificar. I have a very good fun. I have a lot of fun with your program. Alberto Alonso. And of course, I'm learning a lot. Pues así me gusta Hybrid 84. Welcome aboard, que es nueva. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the... We are family. I got all my sisters and me.
Didua, didua.
Yeah, Mike in Amsterdam says, hey, AA, what's up? I'm in the office nursing a resaca. Esto es Spanglish. With Oswaldo, also Oswaldo too, says, my intern and your new follower, rock on with your bad self. Thanks, Mike. And Oswaldo says, saludos desde Amsterdam. What's up, Oswaldo? Welcome aboard, welcome aboard. Emilio Sanchez says, so I am your 8,300th follower?
Yes.
Thank you for your show. It's my favorite. Thank you very much, Emilio Sánchez. And Hybrid nos pone, thank you. Pues vaya crack. Y siguen viniendo los comentarios. Pero esto que es, Miss Marley, bienvenida. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. All right, well, we've got to take a look at a dream quickly. We've got a few minutes. Tell us, we've got another
one.
Dream over here.
A little
here.
One,
all
yes.
Right, talk to us.
Okay, I dreamt I was driving around in one of the districts in the outskirts of Madrid, such as Móstoles, okay. Alcorcón. I was trying to find the way back to the center, but I couldn't find the way.
Okay.
And I went into a therapy center, and after a while, as I left the place, I found a woman who told me that right where we were standing was the beginning of the road that would take me to the center.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good
wow.
One.
Okay.
Yes. Again, this is a case that the dream is advancing in her life. She is, how you know,
yeah, making progress.
Making sure. Progress.
Sure.
She's in motion.
Yeah.
But she's uncentered.
Okay. She's off-center, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Mariana La Perdiz again.
How do you know her. No lo tienes ahí. Tú, tienes 50 páginas ahí y no lo tienes.
He's
beating around the bush.
Beating that's around. It.
Mariana La Perdiz.
Mariana La Perdiz, yes. Yeah. And, but she has to heal something in her life. That's the therapy center.
So she's got some kind of wound,
yeah,
una herida.
Wound that she has to, you know,
to treat
it. Mm-hmm. But after that, she will find the way to the center.
So this is another thing.
Another thing, that good thing.
That's going to help. So yeah. You're on the right track.
Yes.
So for other people who are in this situation, otra situación, porque sí. Al final los sueños, todos, we have similar dreams, guys, mm-hmm. because we have similar experiences. Mm-hmm. What is some advice that we could give her then to?
In that case, I asked her what she was, what did she do the last days that she thinks that she's healing something.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And she told me that, again, after Christmas,
right.
She had the opportunity to talk to some of her, you know, brothers and sisters,
yep.
and you know, to clear up a little bit of the situation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, to clear them. Okay.
To clear up the situation that they were doing a little bit of difficulties between right. them, and she made her feel really well.
Right.
And because she told me that the problems with the family decentered her. You know?
Right, right, sure.
Los problemas con su familia la...
Yeah, they knock you off center yeah. or off track.
Okay.
Fuera del camino.
Donde so that fits very well with the image of the dream.
Sure, sure.
That after healing something, she will find the center.
The right way.
The right way to go to her center.
There you go, guys. There
yeah.
you go. So
good
every
dream.
Paso por paso, step by step.
That's it.
And more information, autoevolucion.com.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you to you.
Bueno, guys, you know what that music means, right?
Yeah.
Mira, me han dicho... he recibido dos comentarios aquí en Twitter. No los voy a leer porque no tengo tiempo, pero los dos dicen que este programa es mi
medicina. Sí.
Cool. Well, the doctor's in, ladies. Sí. Ha llegado el doctor. Dr. Love. Well, guys, we're out of time. Thank you so much to my guests. Great job, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Alberto.
Señor
Rajoy, Señor Rajoy, thank you so much for being
thank
here,
too.
Thank
you very much, Alberto.
Beatriz, thank you so
thanks
much. Betty
you.
And Angel, keep writing those emails, man.
Yes.
Keep them coming. And thank you to the birds. You know the birds over here. The birds who I work with who make gotcha. All those sound effects and make it sound cool. And they've got their own songs. Yeah, ya sabes a quién me refiero. Well, guys, and listeners. Thank you, listeners. You guys are fucking awesome. Thank you so much. And as I said, tomorrow we're going to have some music. We're going to have Augusto on the show with Piel y Hueso. Awesome, awesome music. And also we're going to have another great, great show on Friday with Álvaro Velasco, comedian. So we may be giving stuff away. Quizás vamos a regalar cosas. Yo que tú escucharía, eh? I wouldn't even think about missing the rest of this week because it's going to be monumental. All right. We're out of time. Se nos acabó el tiempo aquí, bueno, como todo, ¿no?
Lo bueno es acabar rápido.
Eso es. Bueno, vamos, ponme la música ahí cursi, the cheesy music, Nacho. Os dejo con el consejo basado en el vocabulario, a little tip. Ah, Dani, tienes cosas de comer ahí. ¿Ves? No me puedo concentrar. Me pones comida delante. ¿Ves lo que pasa? All right, bueno, al grano. I'm going to stop beating around the bush. Voy a dejar de dar vueltas. And I'm going to get to the point. Here it is. Algo, siempre me gusta dejaros con un consejo para llevar a través del día basado en el vocabulario que hemos mirado. Aquí lo tenéis. It's never a good idea to beat around the bush. You will waste less time by going straight to the point. Plus, people usually appreciate sincerity, even if it's hard to grasp at the moment. Be honest, straight, frank, and go right to the point. But of course, be diplomatic at all times. There you go, folks. Bueno, nada, we'll be back tomorrow with more Show With No Name 2.0. I promise. Bye-bye!